Investigative journalist Paul Sperry says Twitter ban came after viral FBI tweet by Christina Wong on August 11, 2022. Investigative journalist Paul Sperry told Breitbart News on Thursday that he was permanently suspended from Twitter without any explanation shortly after he tweeted about the FBI's raid on Mar-a-Lago. "No warning, no explanation, reason given. Just this notice, your account is permanently suspended as I was trying to post a tweet," he told Breitbart News in an email. He said the suspension happened not long after a tweet of his on August 9 at 12:13 p.m. EST went viral that said, "Developing, investigators reportedly met back in June W. Trump and his lawyers in Mar-a-Lago storage RM to survey docs and things seemed copacetic but then FBI raids weeks later. Speculation on Hill RBI had personal stake in searching for classified docs related to its hashtag Spygate scandal." Sperry said, "In other words, the FBI may be covering its own tracks while using the Presidential Records Act as a pretext for the Mar-a-Lago search," he wrote. It's worth noting that the current deputy general counsel at Twitter is also the former general counsel at FBI HQ under Comey. His name, as you may know, is James Baker, and he was the top attorney who reviewed the fraudulent anti-Trump visa wiretap warrants for probable cause, he added. "I doubt he is involved in monitoring content at Twitter. But I am told some sensitive content is brought to his attention. I'm also told Twitter is now monitoring off-site influence of tweets and has ability to track the sharing and receiving of tweets down to the individual," he said. Sperry, who is currently senior staff writer for Real Clear Investigations and a New York Post columnist, has covered the Russia collusion hoax and the FBI's role extensively. He said he had also tweeted shortly before his ban about Hillary Clinton. "Funny, don't remember the FBI raiding Chappaqua or Whitehaven to find the 33,000 potential classified documents Hillary Clinton deleted. And she was just a former Secretary of State, not a former president." He said he is appealing the ban, but has not received a response. "Twitter is a black box, can't get anybody on phone or even email. Which is so unprofessional, so uncool," he said. He said he has created a Truth Social account at Paul Sperry while he appeals his Twitter suspension, or can be contacted at Sperry@realclearinvestigations.com. Sperry said he was also suspended over a year ago, right after then-President Donald Trump had retweeted him 8 times before he was banned. "There was a day when he retweeted my entire feed, 8 retweets in a row, supposedly a record. They were all factual content, some breaking news, about developments in the Spygate scandal. This possibly got me flagged," he said. He added in his email, "It's no secret Twitter is controlled by liberal Democrats who support Hillary and Obama and Biden. It's well documented from FEC records that top employees and board of directors alike give overwhelmingly to Democrats including Hillary and Biden. This is outrageous political censorship. And in light of the fact that Twitter has coordinated on various issues with agencies within the Biden administration, it amounts to state censorship by proxy. Yes, Twitter is a private entity, but it has become the dominant public town square for political information and debate, and it also enjoys a monopoly as the site where government agencies and corporations first post their releases and statements to the press. Denying a veteran working journalist access to this platform restricts my ability to cover events and issue. In effect, they are unfairly restricting my ability to do my job. They have also denied access to my tweets, my entire Twitter feed, completely locked me out of my account. At one point, I had more than 325,000 followers. All canceled now." Sperry was formerly the Washington Bureau Chief for Investors Business Daily and a Hoover Institution Media Fellow at Stanford University. Breitbart News reached out to Twitter earlier this week regarding Sperry's permanent suspension and received no response. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.